it's waiting, it's groaning for the manifestation, the revelation, you know, so it could be known and made public of the sons of God. I mean, my understanding of prophecy is that when Christ returns, that his elect are going to be raised, and they're going to enter into his kingdom in immortal bodies, while the survivors of earth will continue in their humanity. All the dead will wait for that will continue to be dead, and will be raised at the end of the 1,000 years for judgment. But they will, the sons of God are going to actually reign on this earth for 1,000 years with Christ as the ultimate king of the earth, and we will be his government, so to speak. We will reign with him over the whole earth, over all humanity. And the creation is waiting for this, excited about it. It's groaning over it because it's made subject to this vanity. You know, vanity, it means I can't read my own little note, but it means, like, you know, morally it can mean transientness. It's you know, these things that are not, you know, look at the way the world, you know, the creation is subject to all the vanity of this of man's civilization, of man's you know, all the things that man puts on the earth and alters the earth and chops up the earth and divides it into sections, buys and sells the land, you know, as if we own the earth. That's kind of, it's kind of funny when we think, like, I own this piece of ground, this is mine, you know, it all belongs to God. But, you know, man will lay claim to it. I'd like to see the chain of custody papers on that. Not willingly. I mean, not in a voluntary way. You know, and the creature, I mean, even the human creature. It's not, I mean, did anyone volunteer for this? That I don't know anyone who volunteered to be born, right? But by reason of God, that is him whom hath subjected the creation, the creature, in hope. Meaning he has an expectation. The hope is, the God's hope, and hope is not a wish, it is elpis in Greek. It comes from a primitive word, but what it means is expectation. It can mean confidence. You know, it is an anticipation. What God is anticipating, what he is expecting, what he's waiting for, is these sons. Because that's the whole purpose he made the world. He made the world to make sons. It will be men and women, you know, but it is sons. That's what he looks at us all is, I'm going to raise me up some sons. He could have made us perfect from the beginning. People say, well, why did he do it this way? Why? This is the way he chose to do it. This is God's way of doing it. Couldn't he have done it some other way? Of course, God can do it. He could probably do it a billion other ways, right? There are probably billions of ways God could have done things, but this is the way he chose to do it. And I'm just trying to make sense of it, according to Christian doctrine. I mean, if you want to go to some other religion, they'll tell you how the world is ordered, according to their religion. But this is according to the teachings of the apostles and prophets of Jesus Christ. But the creature itself shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption. That is, you know, the decay and the sin and all these things into this glorious liberty of the children of God. When the children of God are manifested, there's going to be this total change over the creation. It's going to be renewed. The animal kingdom's going to be altered. The corruption that man has brought about to the world. I mean, you know, everyone's always worried about the environment and the earth. You know, it says in the book of Revelation that Christ is going to come and to destroy them which destroy the earth. If there is any destruction happening to the earth and all that corruption that man creates, God's going to clean it up. I don't think that gives us leave to just be irresponsible in the way we go about our lives, right? Because we don't know exactly when that's coming, and it directly impacts our quality of life. And certainly it should not become a religion that where that become. I mean, I go to I've been in churches where it's like, this has almost replaced the doctrines of Christianity, where now environmentalism is like, oh, this is our real social concern of the day. Okay, I think that's a little off track. But there is an understanding that the man's influence on the earth is vanity and corruption. And the earth itself is in bondage to us, to man, to sinful man. Let's put it that way. To the greed of man. Because see, man's greed amasses all these things. It creates all these things. If you are a son of God, you don't require all these things. You know, it doesn't require all this, you know, this carnal bondage. I'm just looking around myself at all, you know, I got the radio, I've got the desk, I've got the computer. It's all tools I use and need. You know, I've got my cars, right? But on the, you know, ultimately, none of it is necessary except for the bondage that we're in. The only reason it's all necessary, like, I need a car because of the world I live in. Not because a car is a necessary part of existence. You know what I mean? I mean, if I'm existing in God as a manifest son of God in the kingdom of God, I don't think I'll need all that. So, not only the creation, but ourselves. If you have the Spirit of God, you groan, waiting for that adoption. No, he says, we receive the Spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. But the true adoption occurs when our bodies are transformed. And like I said, the next book I'm going to cover is 1 and 2 Thessalonians, and we will talk extensively about the resurrection and the situation of the dead. For we are saved by hope, or of hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Verse 25. But if we hope for that which we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hold it there. We are saved by hope. Because hope is the substance of things. No,